The Olson subdivision is near Hungerford Hill in Scow Bay, over 2 miles south of downtown Petersburg. Owners of two residential lots there want to continue storing fishing gear and construction equipment on the land and sought a zoning change to allow the land use. It's not a popular idea with some of the neighboring landowners. Joe Alaberti owns a lot in the subdivision and told the borough assembly a zoning change would decrease the value of his land.
They filled this lot knowing that it was a residential lot. It's been a residential lot. It's been zoned a residential lot. They did it for a reason when they first did it. There's a good break there. If you start putting industrial or commercial along that side, then the lot across the street over here, nobody wants to build a house there either.
The lots are owned by Richard Burrell and Aaron and Katrina Miller. Aaron Miller emphasized the community's need for more fishing gear storage space, and he noted the town's traditional support of the commercial fishing industry.
Where we come up short is on the gear storage end. None of us need to venture too far from our homes to identify a property zone violation of one kind or another. You know, ideally, living in a perfectly planned community, like what they're doing in China or whatever, brand new cities, no one would have to live next to a power skiff across the street or a gillnet cork line stretch across their neighborhood's, their neighbor's driveway or a stack of crab pots obscuring their view as they drink their morning coffee. But Petersburg was not a planned community. This is not Scottsdale. It's not a Palm Springs.
Miller wants to build a warehouse on his land and pointed out that improvement would bring more tax dollars to the borough. The Millers had a conditional use permit for fishing gear storage approved in 2011, but did not end up building a net shed or fence that were conditions of the permit. They sought a permanent zoning change last year. And their neighbor, Richard Burrell, has stored construction equipment on his lot. He told the assembly that the neighboring residential properties had no municipal sewer or water service if people wanted to build homes there.
You know, everybody's looking down on me like I'm polluting or some damn thing, but I'm not. All I want is a parking place.
Burrell and the Millers originally sought a change to industrial zoning for the lots. Planning and Zoning Commissioner Chris Fry explained the commission's recommendations for commercial land was a compromise.
Our goal is to find a solution that was reasonable to all parties involved. And we had multiple meetings on this and asked, you know, for what the concerns were, and we tried to address them. We had much deliberation on this topic, and we tried to find a solution that would work. We decided to grant not to grant the industrial zoning originally requested, because that would have just made things worse, not better.
The landowners agreed to the commercial zoning and also agreed to add a fence and a green belt separating the lots from the neighborhood road. Meanwhile, behind them, lots in nearby Hungerford Hill are zoned industrial. Assemblymember Nancy Strand was against the rezoning.
It was residential when they bought them. It creeps it over so that all the arguments about it becoming a buffer don't seem reasonable to me, because there will be residential across the street that will be now next to the spread of this. So I'm afraid I can't support it.
Meanwhile, Jay Stanton Gregor came down on the other side of the issue.
In the case of this one, I am going to vote for it. Not easily. I've wrestled with this one more than the other issues on the topic. I don't necessarily know if there is a right or a wrong. I hear Mr. Alaberti's points. I hear Mr. Burrell's, et cetera's points. But in this case, I'm going to support it because I think, in the big picture, I don't believe it sets a dangerous precedent for the future.
Stanton Gregor and Kurt Wallhuter were the only votes in favor of the rezoning, and the changes for both lots failed in second reading by votes of 2-3. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.